Good evening. I'm Rick Cottom. Welcome to Your Maryland. One afternoon in April 1944, an American spy operating in France had just finished a radio call to London when a car approached her isolated cottage. She hid the radio and climbed down from the loft to confront three German soldiers and an officer at her door. They pushed their way inside. Her disguise was that of an old woman minding a farmer's cows, and at the sound of breaking furniture and her mattress being ripped apart, she sagged against a post as an old woman might. Then one soldier started up the ladder to the loft. She knew what would happen if he found the radio, but he returned carrying only a bundle. The officer stared at it, then at her. The bundle contained cheese, cheese she'd peddled to German convoys as a way of gathering information, and he recognized her. "Surely," he said, "she wouldn't mind if soldiers of the Reich helped themselves." He threw some coins at her feet and left. At her next radio contact, she sent London an ominous message: "The wolves are at the door." This was not her first brush with the wolves. 38-year-old Virginia Hall had grown up on a farm near Parkton and gone to Roland Park Country School, but she'd been living in Paris when the war broke out. She drove an ambulance for the French Army when the Germans attacked in 1940 and left for England when the French surrendered. At a London party, her hosts had asked what the French thought of the Nazis, and she answered frankly, unaware that her hostess worked for the Special Operations Executive, or SOE, an arm of British intelligence. When they recruited her to return to France as an agent, she eagerly agreed. Despite having lost her left leg below the knee in a 1933 hunting accident and limping slightly on a prosthesis she had named Cuthbert, she endured months of specialized training, arduous runs up and down a small mountain, and a terrifying mock interrogation. In August 1941, the SOE sent her, their first woman operative, to Lyon. Posing as a correspondent to an American newspaper, she was soon coordinating parachute drops of weapons and supplies, rescuing downed British pilots, and trying to free prisoners who'd been arrested by the Gestapo. Most British agents remained in France only 6 months, lest they be discovered and captured. By November 1942, she had been there 15. The Germans now had direction finders to locate hidden radios, and a double agent had penetrated her network. They knew that a woman with a limp was leading the resistance in Lyon, and Klaus Barbie, the new Gestapo prison commandant, who would soon be known as the Butcher of Lyon, set out to find her. "I would give anything," he snarled, "to lay my hands on that woman." Hours before Nazi troops swooped into Lyon, she boarded a train for the Spanish border, where she and three resistance friends planned to escape across the Pyrenees. For 2 days and nights in howling wind and numbing cold, she broke a path through knee-deep snow with her right leg and dragged Cuthbert along behind. Stopping to rest only twice, the party crept past mountain villages, halting every time a dog barked. Alas, at the border they were arrested by Spanish police at a train station. From prison, Virginia managed to get word to the American embassy and was permitted to return to England. But in March 1944, she was back in France, this time with the American OSS, posing as an old woman. When the local and proud Maquis fighters objected to having a woman in command, she told them, "Follow my orders or no more weapons and supplies." After that, they blew up bridges, derailed trains, and thoroughly disrupted German supply lines in support of the D-Day invasion. In August, Allied forces liberated Paris, and Virginia's war ended. Though she received the Distinguished Service Cross, the French Croix de Guerre, and was made member of the British Empire, when the OSS became the CIA, a new generation of intelligence officers thought she no longer fit in. In 1966, not at all bitter, she retired to a farm in Maryland, a modest and far too little known American hero.
No. Ni le bien.